Faith in the Blessing. In this message, blessings from Deuteronomy chapter 28 is described, and Pastor explains how God blesses you.
So let's open our Bibles tonight to a couple of scriptures. One is 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise blessing, knowing that you are therefore called, that you should inherit a blessing. Open your mouth and say, I should inherit a blessing. Amen. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 9. Galatians chapter 3 verse 9. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Amen. Psalms 115. Psalm 115 and verse 12. Can you read that? Psalm 115 from the Good News Bible. Yes.
He will bless everyone who honors him.
He will bless everyone who honors him.
The great and the small alike.
The great and the small alike. Amen. Ezekiel 34:26. I will make them and the places around my hill a blessing. And I will cause showers to come down in the season. They will be showers of blessing. And there shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of God. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22. The blessing of the Lord makes a person rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Amen. So many scriptures on blessing. One of them has got to do with faith and blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. You might hear me and then you might think it is like a broken recorder. You know, I keep repeating the same thing again and again. But this is the word again tonight which the Holy Spirit of God has impressed upon me tonight. And that is on the word. I saw especially a dove flying in, and then it was written on that, blessing. So I want to preach on blessing. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so tonight I pray that you would have faith to receive the blessing from the Lord. Amen. That word blessing in Greek has got the meaning to add to that which is already good. To make it now better. Amen. To add to that which is already good. To make it now better. The blessing of the Lord, we know, there is a spiritual blessing. And what is that spiritual blessing? An acceptance from God that can never be questioned. Ephesians 1 verse 6 says that. An inheritance kept in heaven for you that is undefiled, that is pure, that can never be lost. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5. A grace that can never be limited. Spiritual blessing. A grace that can never be limited. A joy that is unspeakable. A hope but can never be disappointed. Hebrews 6 and verse 18 and 19. Spiritual blessing is anything that God gives you that makes you fully satisfied in Him. Your satisfaction is derived from Jesus alone. Then there is this emotional blessing that speaks about emotional strength. A realization that God's favor and protection is upon you. That's what it means to be mentally blessed. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That word blessing in the physical realm, in the material realm, means to add value to enrich. So the Bible says in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. The blessing of the Lord is not riches, but the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. You know, when you take an insurance policy, you ask them, what all are they covered? How far am I covered? What does it cover? The same way that word blessing, what is the length, the height, the breadth, the depth of that word blessing? What does it cover? Deuteronomy 28 speaks about that it covers your location. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, 1 to 14 verse, you can go through that later on tonight. But the 20th chapter, it says there, the third verse, blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. In other words, wherever you live, because people think, if I am in some fancy city, maybe in London or in New York or maybe in Australia or in Canada or somewhere, I'll be blessed. But you are blessed wherever you are. I am blessed in Cochin City. Even if you are in a village, you are in a small town, once the blessing of God comes upon you, glory to God, you are blessed. In God's economy, no location is a disadvantage. Your blessing is not location limited. Sometimes people think, if I get into Middle East, but the Bible says you're blessed. Whether be you in the city, you're blessed. Are you whether you are in the field? The fourth verse says, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of the ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. So the blessing covers children. Blessings are generational. Blessing doesn't stop with one generation, it just continues on. Amen. Glory to God. Lot was blessed by just walking with Abraham. Even your larger family, even the people around you can be blessed because you are blessed. Laban said about Jacob, I've been blessed ever since you stepped into my house. May that be your testimony or testimony about people about you. Glory to God. Amen. See, blessing covers your product. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. whatever you produce. See, the blessing, what does it cover? For you to have faith to receive everything that you produce. The sixth verse says, blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. In other words, your travels, going in and coming out, your transition, your movements, all that becomes blessed. Somebody lift up your voice and say, my travels are blessed in the name of the Lord. Joseph was blessed in his father's house. Joseph was blessed when he traveled from there to 44's house. Joseph was blessed in the prison house. Joseph was blessed when he traveled from there into the palace. Glory to God. In other words, the Bible says, blessing shall follow you and blessing shall overtake you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at your life and say, blessing shall follow me and blessing shall overtake me in the name of the Lord. The seventh verse says, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and they shall flee before you seven ways. In other words, the blessing of God even covers your battles. They come against you in one way and they go from you in seven ways. You know, life can be full of battles sometimes. Somebody said, if you are not fighting some battle, you are not alive. Every one of us fights some battle or the other. It can be a battle with a bacteria, with a germ, with a virus, with a sickness, with fear, whatever. But the Bible says here, even though the battle against you comes organized one way, they go scattered, disorganized. They've come with a purpose to battle against you. They look formidable. They look strong. They come to you in one way, but they're scattered because the blessing of God is upon you. May that be your portion in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lift up your voice. Shout out to Jesus. In other words, God is saying you are not fighting alone. The eighth verse, the Lord shall command thy blessing upon thee in thy storehouses. And in all thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. In other words, the blessing covers your storehouses. In other words, it means all that you've accumulated. Others won't enjoy. The wind won't scatter it. Whether it be your investment, whether it be your bank account, whether it be your real estate holdings, whether it be land properties, the blessing of the Lord is a comprehensive blessing. Spiritually, emotionally, materially. Amen. Lift your voice and say amen to that. How does the blessing look? Is this helping somebody tonight? The biggest blessing in our life is the blessing of the Lord Himself being with us. In other words, He's saying, listen, I'm covenanted with you. God told Abraham, I am your shield and your great reward, exceedingly great reward. I am. Can you imagine that? The Lord is giving Himself to His people. There is no greater need in your life than having Jesus in your life. God says, I want to partner with you. I want to have a partnership with you. There are business people who look for partners. God says, I want to be your partner. Sometimes people say, my partner is in US. My partner is in Germany. My partner is in Australia. God, hallelujah. Those partners might sometimes fail you. But partnership with Jesus will never fail you. The Bible says we have a better covenant. It is people who realize that who on the first day of the week who bring in their first fruits or their tithes and offerings because I'm partnered with God. I'm giving you, Lord, my best out of my substance, all that you bless me with. Business people, you need to tithe out of your business. Abraham gave a tithe out of everything. So how does the blessing look like? How, when God blesses you, he says he adds no sorrow to it. How God blesses you, and that's important for you to realize and recognize it, he blesses you with talents. That word actually means divine abilities. That is God's investment into your life. It can be wisdom, it can be creativity, it can be the ability to communicate, it can be the ability to just be a listener, to see things differently. Never underestimate the talents that God has given you. So when God blesses, he blesses you with talents. That is, he blesses you with himself, he blesses you with his talents. You know, there are people who are smart, who are strong, who are capable in themselves. I am not one of them. I am totally dependent on the blessing of Jesus in my life. Even for me, and I remember the first time I was supposed to preach, you know, I had written notes, everything, and I was standing and I was trying to preach. And one of my uncles was actually listening. And after I thought after I had preached, you know, after I preached, I went up to him and I said, how did I preach? I'm looking for some encouragement, some as a 21-year-old, you know, go. He says, I don't think that's where your gifting is. That is to put it mildly. I don't think that's where your gifting is. I was so scared after that ever to pick up a mic. But then over a period of time, I said, Lord, I want a blessing here. If you've called me to be a prophet to the nations, I need to open my mouth and speak boldly. Recognize when God blesses you, he blesses you with himself, with talents, with wisdom. Wisdom is nothing else but divine intelligence. Wisdom is talent that has got skill. Being skillful. May the Holy Spirit give you unique skill sets. Whether it be in cooking, whether it be in just swinging that slingshot. David had that skill. He never missed the mark. Skills. When God blesses you, he blesses you with relationships. You know, once a man visited a mental hospital and he found out to his surprise there were about 100 inmates there and there were only 3 guards. So he asked, you know, I mean, aren't you, how can you manage this with just 3 guards? And the senior God said, you know, lunatics never unite. Lunatics never unite. I mean, they will never gang up and come against you. You know, sometimes people cannot unite even in their home, in their family, husband, wife relationship, children, even in church and, you know, business areas. But there is a blessing in relationships. You have to recognize divine connections. People whom God links you up for His own purpose in your life. People who will add into your life. See, never tune into this channel if there is nothing added into your life. We are not looking for subscribers and people who will like. If nothing is added into your life, find somewhere where you feel something is added into your life. Because not everyone is a divine connect. Some don't add anything, some just subtract. Some are just planted by the devil to destroy you. Somebody said in your lifetime, if you have three people that you can identify as the key people who God has placed, you're blessed. Abraham had somebody like a Melchizedek who changed his destiny. For Isaac, it was his own father. David had a relationship with Samuel the prophet. Can you imagine if Samuel had not shown up, David would have been still taking care of his father's sheep and never become the king over Israel. Jesus had John the Baptist, his first cousin. John the Baptist would come and introduce Jesus. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Nobody knew Jesus. There are crowds coming to John the Baptist. But John the Baptist would stand up and say, "I'm not worthy to untie the sandals of that man, Jesus. I should decrease, he should increase." See, you need a John the Baptist. Elijah. Can you imagine that? Elijah had Elijah. I like that generation called Elijah. Elijah had, when Elijah found him, he had 12 pair of oxen. 12 pair of oxen. You have to realize that Israel is going through a drought for 3.5 years. There's a famine. Everybody is killing off their cattle and eating it. But Elijah is feeding his cattle. Because he knows the season will change. The drought will end. I'll have to till that field again. Glory to God. Let me do something in faith. While everybody is cutting and eating their cattle, let me feed my cattle. I want them strong. Glory to God. Glory to God. Another generation is coming up that will be strong in faith. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In a crisis time, in a crisis season, they won't let go their faith. They won't leave the church and go. Oh, Rabbana Hastam Prabha. They won't break covenant. They will stay in faith. Ruth had a Boaz. Ruth had two people. Naomi is mother-in-law. Can you imagine having a divine connect in your mother-in-law? God help you. Lord have mercy. But Ruth had that. And Ruth had Boaz. So blessing is just not money. When God blesses you, He blesses you with favor. That favor means divine access. I must have preached nearly 6 to 7 months on favor. Favor is when God bypasses normal order just to help you. Favor is when you receive something that you didn't deserve. Am I grateful for favor in my life? Favor is when God brings you from the back to the front. Glory to God. When God blesses you, recognize. He blesses you with divine protection. Divine protection. Just not in your life, but even in the crops. Malachi chapter 3. Bring your tithes and offerings to the house, and I will rebuke the devourer. I will call you blessed among the nations. I will call you a delightful land. Can you imagine this? Protection. I'm rebuking the devourer. So the blessing of God is just not material alone, but the blessing will make you rich. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lift your hand and lift your hands and say, Lord, help me to recognize my blessings. Shamana hasta prabhado loishas betera. Akira la hasta prabala neanteste. Mahasya pragalishtika neishasteria. Limpragaloishtika brachiliska proishaste linti branchastenia. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Rishas vantelis moraidia. Let every mental stronghold break in the name of Jesus. The fire of your Holy Spirit, the fire of your presence. Burn away everything that's not of the Lord. That the fire of God dispel every darkness. The flame of God descend upon you. Ah, you shall make your ministers a flame of fire. The fire of your presence. The fire of your presence. You are an all-consuming fire. Shababa hasta pras bilacher skeletale replia skeletori. Lanka prakalanesis te pratiliam shasteria. You are the one who fights the battle, Lord. Let the fire of your presence consume everything that comes against your children. The fire of your presence. Knowledge puffs up, yet your love builds up. Reveal the blessing of God upon the lives of your children. Rebuke the darkness in the name of Jesus. The fire of your presence, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Father. Glory to God. Let your all-consuming fire burn bright. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So how does he make you rich? I've preached that before, but I just want to highlight that and I want to pray with you. Matthew chapter 13, 31, 32. Matthew chapter 13, 31, 32.
Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof.
Amen. Matthew 13, 31, 32. The kingdom of God, the kingdom principle, how the kingdom works. That's what a kingdom parable means, how the kingdom of God works. The three-step process. The first step is, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed. From intangible to tangible, the blessing to be manifested. How does that manifest? First, it is a seed. Open your mouth and say it's a seed. It means something small. It's a small idea, a small location, a small opportunity, small amount of money in your hands. There are only a few people who have inherited wealth. Most people who become wealthy have small beginnings, small things. A seed. But you got to believe it is a seed that God has given. You have to literally own it. Believe in it. Don't compare that seed with somebody else who seems to have something bigger. Don't disrespect the seed that God has given you. Google, Apple, Facebook. All of them started in a garage. Small beginnings. Are you with me? Glory to God. For you to become Google or Apple or Facebook, all that you need is a garage. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be to the name of Jesus. It might not look like much, but you have to believe that you have God in it. In that favor, in that relationship, you have God in it, the G factor. You know, when we began the ministry, just four people in a small room, two of them are actually sitting here today. In a small room, just four people. But we believed God was there, Jesus was there. And it grew, and it grew, and continued to grow. It'll continue to grow because we value that. You got to put that seed to work. You got to plant it. That's what it says here. He took it and sowed it in a field. Whatever your field is, you got to learn to value that seed and put it there. That's where faith is needed. to see your blessing come out of it. Don't keep the seed to yourself. Plant it. Put it on the ground. Put it to work. And then the Bible says that seed will become a tree. That's a sign that your seed is working. It becomes like an organization. It becomes like a trust. It becomes like an institution. It becomes like a business entity. Okay. We started with this small idea. We stepped into it. We put our faith in God. We put it to work. And look, it's coming up. It's coming up. You know, the house that I'm staying in, you know, the rented house that I moved in here, I made sure that I planted. I put all kinds of plants that I wanted. And then I would go and look almost every day to see how much it has grown. Are there worms on it? Is the fertilizer enough? Is the water enough? Is it growing? And then something came up. It looked beautiful. And I said, Lord, I need to see fruit. It took some time. But then I saw the small Chinese oranges come up on that. Gosh, I was so excited. Something that I planted was bearing fruit. Glory to God. Amen. You got to learn to protect the tree, that thing that God is allowing to grow. Even if it's a relationship that God has given, you need to learn to protect that. Because infection can come, the tree can be attacked, it can be polluted, there can be environmental pollution, there can be, you know, different insects that can destroy it. So I got to learn to protect that tree. Got to learn to keep it. That's what Jesus did. That's what God did. God planted a tree in the garden. God planted man. He brought man out of the earth. And that Adam messed up. Can you imagine that? The one that God planted, the generations, Noah messed up, David messed up. And God didn't say, oh, this human project is not working. I'm tired. You know, God didn't say that. He still continued to nurture it. He gave it time to mature, to grow, until Jesus Christ came on this earth. Glory to God, who died on the cross of Calvary for your redemption, for your forgiveness. It took some years, but he crushed the head of the serpent. Any tree takes time to grow. Don't get discouraged. The result might not be seen today. Don't cut it off tomorrow. Give it time. Any relationship, even marriage relationship. You gotta give it time. Give it time. Give it another 50 years. You won't have teeth in your mouth to snap. Things will get better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't quit too soon. Are you with me? And the third level is when you're patient with that tree. The fruit level. The fruit is the reward of what you planted. There are some seasons in which the fruit will be more. There are some seasons in which the fruit will be less. There will be seasons where you might not see much fruit. But glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. There might be times when, you know, I had a mango tree here. And I was so excited the first time, the first year I took the mango out. And I thought, my God, this is so bitter. Is this what I planted? There are times you feel that way with something that you planted. But when you have that fruit, you can either eat it or sell it. That's where your riches come. Enjoy it, eat it, but also sell it. But also, out of every cycle of fruitfulness, plant another seed. The cycle continues. It's not a once in a lifetime kind of thing. I take some food out of it, I eat it, I enjoy it, I sell it, I made money out of it, but some of it I've put it again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that blessing continues on. It goes on into the generations. See, blessing is always generational. Genesis 49 verse 20, it says it, the blessing can go from father to son. Deuteronomy 23 verse 20, you don't have time to go through those scriptures. It can go from brother to brother. Genesis 24 verse 60, it can go from sister to sister. Genesis 48, 8 and 9 can go from grandparents to grandchildren. Deuteronomy 33 1, it can go from the shepherd to the sheep. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The blessing continues. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So honor the Lord and He will bless you. Proverbs 11, 25, and I close with that. I read it from the Message Bible, please.
The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped.
Amen. One more time.
The one who
Which
blesses
version is that?
Message.
Yeah.
The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed.
Yeah.
Those who help others are helped.
Amen.